This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Join us on social media platforms. Also join us on the live feed from SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And you can go ahead and subscribe to that page. Also, BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. Just wanted to highlight this really quick. Again, here's the information they don't want you to see. UK stats show 82% of COVID-19 deaths and 66% of hospitalizations were among fully vaccinated over the last month. Okay? This is all the information they're hiding from you, friends. Okay? Now we're finding as well concerning that whole propaganda narrative that the military all across the boards are saying no to the mandates. So what are they doing? They're trying to basically force compliance. Either you're going to do what we say so you can be a part of society and enjoy your freedom, or you're going to be ostracized. Sound familiar, Americans? Just asking you. You're going to have to recollect the information that we've given over you, time and time again for the last 15 to 17 years. Wanted to get over to this. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to highlight this point, too, as well. You see that the Supreme Court is refusing to block Maine's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. I can't find this. Folks, they're playing the activists from the bench. But if you would look at who's on the bench, they're unelected. Some of them, like Elena Kagan, never judged a case a day in her life. You have others, Sotomayor, she's an internationalist. They all are, by the way, at the end of the day. And look at all this illegal immigration. And she's there appointed just in time. Look at Mr. Roberts, John Roberts, advocate for the gay agenda, too, by the way, advocating what God clearly condemns. Folks, you need to understand he's the one that said Obamacare was a tax. He completely created it out of thin air. That's just the tip of the iceberg. But, folks, those in the Supreme Court and lower courts are not above the law. If they don't discover and apply law, you remove them. That applies to everybody. If it applies to the president, it surely applies to the Supreme Court. Okay? Again, I'm just covering the lies that you just heard in the mainstream media once again. We're called to tear down our father's altars, and that's exactly what they are. Folks, these people are, again, they're daring justice because God is not mocked. Galatians 6:7. They are daring the justice of God. They act like they're going to live forever. When Scripture is clear, when it says that riches delivereth not in the day of wrath, you're not going to take your money and buy off God, you devils. And that's where we're at today. And if you want justice, you all the well know you're going to have to bring it because corruption, they are doing their best to protect themselves. This is all temporary. It's all temporary, friends. Okay? Okay, so we're in hour two, and I want to get over to this because yesterday's show, where we were highlighting witchcraft and pedophilia, that show was completely expunged. It never uploaded, which was, like I asked during the beginning of the show, was that irony? Did that happen by chance, or was it censored? Well, I think that's happened a couple times, and I think we've been over there for, I'm guessing, 8 to 9 months now. I'm not sure. I can stand corrected on that. But why didn't that show load? Well, you know what? The fact of the matter is I got more people listening today across the country anyways, at least live feeds going out to our affiliates. I'm gonna redo a lot of this information, but I'm gonna bring new information into play as well. Okay. The first thing I want to show you is this. You ready? Again, talking about being emboldened. Did you see this? A Florida school board member takes elementary school students on a field trip to a gay bar. One 582 9933. Don't sit there and ask me why I'm outraged. You should ask yourself the question why you're not outraged. But it's just being reported as, you know, just it's just news. No. This is a felony in every state of our union. And folks, I've told you for 17 years from this broadcast, they're aiming for your children. They're aiming for your children. But again, I was a hater and I was a bigot. Now here we are. Florida school board member takes elementary school students on field trip to gay bar. A school board member. Why? Because, friends, they're grooming the children to suffer the violence that God will not accept. And I'm telling you, Americans, right now, listen to me clearly. Because you will recollect this when that day comes, because it's coming. You're going to wish that you dealt with the issues when you had the time to deal with the issues. Can you imagine these kids that are being raised up right now that have suffered the abuse of these sodomites? And they look at the American people that sat back and did nothing but complain about it and give lip service to them, telling those kids how much they're loved, yet they do nothing to the bad guys? Isn't that crazy? We now have, in the United States of America, the Florida school board members taking elementary school students on a field trip to a gay bar. I can't even make it up. The Lord said in Exodus 22, verses 22 through 24, if you at all afflict one of these children, and they cry out unto me, I will surely hear their cry. And the Lord said, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob said, I will kill you. Good. Good. It tells us in Luke 17, too. What does it tell us, friends? The New Testament. It's better for you to take a millstone and wrap it around your own neck and to cast yourself into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones. Folks, you have to feed on that devil. No question about it. Homosexuality. Don't tell me about how you were born that way. Really? We were all born in iniquity. We make choices. Deuteronomy 30:19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, both blessings and cursings. Therefore choose life. You chose to do the wrong, and now you're eating the fruit thereof. And now it's coiling itself where it's going to suck and squeeze the life out of you like a python sooner or later. Sin may be pleasurable for a season, but what is the end of sin? It is death. Romans 6:23. Okay? You have to feed that monster. What, when a man becomes such a liar that he can't tell the truth? Is he just going to look at the judge in court and say, well, I was born that way? What, when a man becomes an adulterer and he can't stay faithful to his wife and he cheats on everybody else's wife and their wives with him? What does he just look at the husbands that he's violated and the women that he's violated and say, well, I was born this way? Well, that's what the American people are taking on concerning that mindset. And I want to tell you something. It's a dangerous, slippery slope. And you'll all go down the same slope if you accept it. What, when a man kills and he says, well, I'm doing my best, I only kill on Friday? Is he to be accepted by society and the judge that he's to stand before and say, you know what, judge, I can't help myself. I was born this way. I like to kill. It applies to the agenda concerning the sodomite lobby, friends, and it applies to every facet of our lives. Let's think here, at least.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. I'm going to keep going down this topic, line upon line, precept upon precept. For those that have their kids in public schools, why, I know not. The Bible tells you that you're supposed to train them up in the ways that they will go. So when they're old, they will not depart from them. Proverbs 22, verse 6. Why you would hand them over to your sworn enemies, I know not. I can define that for you if you'd like. F-O-O-L. Check it out on Webster's 1828, to say the least. What's happening in this country is illegal. And now what we're talking about right now, in fact, is fascist corporations pushing offensive and unlawful agendas. I've been blowing this trumpet for 17 years. Why? Because I was in part a victim of what they're trying to do with young children today. And I want to get into more of this, but I want to go back to the NEA, the National Education Association, NOT. Did you know that they refused to pass an amendment, I-24, designed to protect the rights of students against sexual misconduct by their teachers? So when I'm talking about how these said teachers are grooming the young children by teaching them child pornography, I'm not, folks, we don't do that here. We're not just making that stuff up. Okay, we're not giving you hearsay or I heard this from so-and-so. No, this is a fact. And again, we want to and we challenge you, both the morning show and the afternoon show, to cross-check everything that we're telling you, unlike that of big tech companies, right? But it's also interesting to note, incidentally, teacher crimes committed on students are rising in horrifying numbers, and the NEA also went an extra step in their decision. They are already... they've already had an LGBT caucus, but went the extra mile to be sure that they had a drag queen caucus. Somebody just said to me just a couple minutes ago, trying to defend me, Bradley Dean crazy? Oh, dude. No. I call you crazy on so many different fronts for the things that you tolerate. It is the most unthinkable level of tolerance I've ever seen in my life, and it is tolerated only by you. Because God will not tolerate this. But don't forget about Matthew 12:24, when the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites, called Jesus Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. Okay? Yes, they went there. And what did Jesus say? That's blasphemy against the Holy Ghost, and it's never forgiven. So you better be careful with what you're doing and the steps that you're taking in condemning that which you know not. Okay? So be careful. Rest assured what I'm telling you is true. Be careful. Okay? Let's go to the next point here. You guys all seen this. I brought it up yesterday. They didn't want you to see it for some reason or another. But we're not asking the devil for permission to obey God. You seen this 11-year-old drag kid. He dances in popular New York City gay club as patrons toss money at him. This is when this first happened, by the way, I reached out to a couple law firms and absolutely nothing was done. Absolutely nothing was done. Matt Walsh said, listen to his, you know what, Matt says some good things too, but you know what, he's caught up into this political language that's making lies sound truthful. He should know better than this. But he said the left is applauding the sexual abuse of this child. No, no, no. You're tolerating the sexual abuse of this child. He goes on and says, this is why decent and rational people want nothing to do with leftivism. Well, then why are you tolerating it, Maddie? Don't sit there and blame what you created through your tolerance called the left. Don't sit there and talk about how others, the left, is applauding the sexual abuse of this child. No, Matt, you're allowing the sexual abuse of this child by doing nothing more than accusing something that exists because of your tolerance level. He said it openly promotes, advocates, and celebrates child sexual abuse. By the way, this is sexual abuse, no question about it. There's no question about it. 11-year-old in a bar. If I brought my kid, my oldest kid, to a bar right now, he'd get thrown out. And if he came back in again, the cops would be called and they would remove him. Why wasn't this stopped in New York? Why? Because the good people in New York are doing the same thing as Maddie's doing, accusing somebody called the left that they tolerate. If you look here, just to prove the point again, this is from a Christian site that does good stuff. They're called LifeSite News. At least I highlight the good stuff. Notice how the video of this kid being highlighted by the mainstream media and celebrated was expunged. It was pulled down. See, folks, what you see before your faces today is nothing short of them trying to expose themselves to the rest of the people. And this is coming from corruption in government. This isn't the people. This is corruption in government. They're extorted men. I'll get to that in just a little bit. Educating liberals said, this boy said, a 10-year-old who calls himself Desmond is amazing, and he was allowed to dance on stage at a gay bar in Brooklyn 2 weeks ago. By the way, he looks like he's a teenager. He said he was dancing in a bar in Brooklyn 2 weeks ago while half-naked men showered him in money. This kid, seen right through it, he said, blanking, disgusting. This is called pedophilia. And he said, and he was right in saying this lawfully, his parents should be arrested and the bar should be closed down. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know what the parents are hiding behind, friends? His mother recently posted that he's autistic and has difficulty interacting with people, which makes it even worse. Why are they exploiting their own child like this? It's sick. Well, let me ask you something. Why are you tolerating it? Why are you tolerating it? Because we have nobody to blame but ourselves. Really? Hey, folks, this is the prerequisite to repentance before God. Acts 20, verse 21. Mark 1, 17. Matthew 3, 24. And the fruits of repentance is vengeance upon sin. You're not seeing that from the 86th percentile that profess to be Christians. Not at all. Read 1 John 2:4. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Put that up against Deuteronomy, the whole chapter. Keep my commandments, keep my judgments, and keep and do them. That's the very fruit of being born again, John 3:3. Go to Ezekiel 36. I'll give unto you the Holy Spirit, and you shall keep my judgments to keep and to do them. You know who the real ones are and the false ones are? Okay, you ready for this? I want to go over to this commercial. This is highly offensive, to say the least. This is the fascist corporations, somehow or another, that feel safe under the protection of the arm of the flesh, which brings a curse, Isaiah 30. That of 17 in the book of Jeremiah, I believe, verse 5. Those that trust in the arm of the flesh will bring a curse. Well, I want to show you what the American people are tolerating, because they do nothing more than highlight the crimes of what they, again, call the left. Okay, now, but before I set this up, I want to show you the correlation between witchcraft, okay, witchcraft and pedophilia. And then I'll highlight that right after this. But let's get to it really quick. And again, I want you to see it for yourselves. This is a brand new Twix commercial. You ready? Let's go.
Bite-sized Halloween.
Hi.
A witch? The Bible tells us not to allow a witch to live. Little boy dressed up in a princess outfit. A little boy. The drag.
Well, your parents seem to think you do.
What's your favorite color?
Black.
Other than black?
Oh, charcoal.
Why are you all dressed up? It's not Halloween yet.
Can I help you?
Are you a good witch or a bad witch?
Do you want to find out?
You buckled?
I'm still wearing my princess dress.
Do you want to wear it?
Little boy. Using little kids to advocate that which is illegal in this country. They're perversions.
Hey, you! Princess! You look like a girl. Why are you wearing that?
Dressing like this makes me feel good.
Is that
who's confusing the kids, friends, the parents, the government?
You guys are both weird.
No, we're just different.
Boys don't wear dresses.
Whoa!
Now the witch is bringing a curse.
Whoa! Where is it coming from? What's happening? Help! We should go.
Wow, isn't that amazing? Brand new. Brand new. By the way, all those that are celebrating Halloween, you good Christian people, you better understand one thing first and foremost. It is a demonic holiday. There's no justifying that one either. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Representative Elise Stefanik, Republican of New York, told Newsmax on Friday that disgraced former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo
should go to prison if convicted of a sexual abuse charge.
I've said Andrew Cuomo should go to prison. I was the first elected official at the federal level to call for an investigation, to call for his resignation, and to call for him to be arrested. This is one of a number of crimes that he has committed.
She says he is a serial sexual predator, but also he has committed crimes of corruption. President Joe Biden's administration is withholding information about Afghanistan, Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, John Safko, said during his speech on Friday. As an example, Safko said the Department of Defense withheld information on the performance of Afghan security forces. This is USA Radio News. A tenured Rutgers University professor is facing backlash on social media after making a slew of disparaging comments against white people over the course of several years, but the college that employs her hasn't said a word. In her most recent tirade, Dr. Brittany Cooper told The Root's Michael Harriet in an online segment for the publication last month that white people are villains and even celebrated a statistic depicting a decline in white birth rates.
I think that white people are committed to being villains in the aggregate. Right. The real sort of issue here, and I've heard people sort of say it, is one, I think that white people viscerally fear. It's not that white people don't know, right, what they have done. They know.
Her solution for addressing white supremacy would be to take them out. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts, a Republican, has signed an executive order barring state agencies from enforcing President Joe Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandates on state employees. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Friends, I'm going to show you this. Tim Brown showed this to us yesterday. This is Baphomet, and it is a statue of Satan with two little children looking up at him. And then you see a pentagram to the left of it, which is the circle of power to the Satanists, which, by the way, they're scared to death of Christians, real ones, because they understand, like their father, John 8:44, in James 4 as well, that devils believe and tremble. If you look at Luke 10:19, it tells us that we've been given all power and authority over the enemy, and Satanists know this, and they're laughing at the American people that claim to be something that they are not. And this is just one of those situations once again. Also keep in mind, friends, when you're looking at this Baphomet, also keep in mind, look at the mockery here. Jesus said, suffer the little children to come unto me. He said that the children are the model of heaven. And look at how Satan has put himself up through these useful idiots in the satanic church to have these children look up to him. And again, friends, nothing could be further from the truth. I'm just surprised people just even tolerate any of this in so many different ways. But again, we got a country that has allowed the murder of 62 million babies in their own country, we have been told. Now, what I want to do is I want to kind of lay the premise so you can understand that what starts at the top goes to the bottom. What are you talking about? Well, yesterday I started to show you this, and I suspect this is why the video was not uploaded yesterday on our outlet. 87 politicians, I named by name, and others in government positions, okay, those that are supposed to uphold the law, that were found out or have been exposed for their crimes against children. Put that up against Romans 3:20, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. I want you to see this video, and you'll hear the audio clear as day. And I want you to pay attention to how many of them, again, this will explain to you who is promoting pedophilia. It is being promoted, okay? And this is, again, an explanation as to where it's all coming from. These are the ones, also keep in mind, that have been caught, okay? These are the ones that have been caught. And again, let's get over to this, and I want you to see for yourselves, by name, politicians that have been busted concerning their crimes against children. Here we go. I'm going to play it out, too.
Well, you were being distracted again by the mainstream media. 87 politicians were being exposed for their horrific crimes against children.
Americans, the list that I'm about to reveal should come as no surprise as to what is taking place in your country today. It explains why we have seen that our said representatives are continuously bearing forth corrupt proof. For decades, we have known of this corruption, and now it is all coming to the light. Friends, for the record, a corrupt tree is not going to bring forth good fruit. It is, without a doubt, going to bring forth corrupt fruit. Scripture is clear. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and is cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. No matter how many different ways or methods these people try to put themselves up as the righteous, the Lord will and is bringing into the light as to who they really are. Now, before we get into this list, let me remind you that these are the same criminal politicians that have advocated sodomy, homosexuality, pedophilia, even trying to sell pornography to the American people as free speech. We have, in part, 87 politicians, corrupt politicians, might I add, that have been exposed for their crimes against children. Illinois State Representative Keith Farnham resigned and was charged with possession of child pornography and has been accused of bragging at an online site about sexually molesting a six-year-old girl.
Yep.
A spokesperson for the Arkansas Party, Harold Moody Jr., was charged with distribution and possession of child pornography. Pay attention. Radnor Township Board of Commissioners member Philip Ayer resigned from his position after being charged with the possession of child pornography and abusing children between 2 and 6 years old. Can't make it up. Activist and BLM organizer Charles Wade was arrested and charged with human trafficking and underage prostitution. Texas attorney and activist Mark Benavides was charged with having sex with a minor, inducing a child to have sex, and compelling prostitution of at least 9 legal clients and possession of child pornography. Okay, now found guilty on 6 counts of sex trafficking.
Okay, these are all your said representatives. It's important for me to insert this into the conversation.
John McAfee, the guy that made all those back-end Norton, so on and so forth, McAfee security on your computers. During an interview a week and a half before he died, it was interesting to note that he had said, I need to say a couple things here. He said, the government is in fact trafficking drugs, which we've known that since the 80s, the 70s and 80s, cocaine cowboys. Go ahead and check out the documentary. It's all well validated. But also he said, it's the State Department in the United States of America that is in fact responsible for sex and child sex trafficking. Okay, so this is all working hand in glove. They're trying to mend this all together until you accept it is what they're doing. But notice who the guilty party is again. Notice who the guilty party is again. It's those that are supposed to represent and uphold the law that are in fact guilty of breaking the law. And you'll find this more than not in so many different cases. We'll continue on here. Former mayor of Stillwater, New York, Rick Nelson, pleaded guilty to 5 counts of possession of child pornography of children less than 16 years of age. Former mayor of Hubbard, Ohio, Richard Keenan, was given a life sentence in jail for raping a 4-year-old girl. Can't make it up. Former mayor of Randolph, Nebraska, Dwayne L. Schute, was arrested and charged with 4 counts of felony third-degree sexual assault of a child and 1 count of intentional child abuse. Former mayor of Dawson, Georgia, Christopher Wright, was indicted on the charges of aggravated child molestation, aggravated sodomy, rape, child molestation, and statutory rape of an 11-year-old boy and a 12-year-old girl.
They like boys, don't they? They sure do.
Party leader for Victoria County, Texas, Stephen Jabor, pleaded guilty to possession and receiving over 500,000 child pornographic images. Activist and fundraiser Terrence Bean was arrested on charges of sodomy and sex abuse in a case involving a 15-year-old
Donald
boy.
Trump's buddy.
And when the alleged victim declined to testify, the judge dismissed the case.
See, the judges are ran on
Andrew
as well.
Andrew Douglas Reed pleaded guilty to multiple counts of second-degree sexual exploitation of a minor for producing child pornography. Aide to Senator Barbara Boxer, Jeff Rosado, pleaded guilty to charges of trading in child pornography.
Under Boxer, California.
New Jersey State Assemblyman Neil Cohen was convicted of possession and distribution of child pornography.
Wow. Why is this happening in America?
Tim Nolan, chairman of Donald Trump's presidential campaign in Kentucky, pled guilty to child sex trafficking, and on February 11th, 2018, he was then sentenced to serve 20 years in prison.
See, folks, they think they're above the law.
Senator Ralph Shorty was indicted on 4 counts of human trafficking and child pornography.
Wow.
He pleaded guilty to 1 count of child sex trafficking in exchange for the dropping of the other charges. Anti-abortion activist Howard Scott Heldreth is a convicted child rapist in Florida.
Well,
Judge Mark Pazahanik pleaded no contest for fondling a 10-year-old girl and was sentenced to 10 years probation. Legislator Edison Misla was sentenced to 10 years in prison for raping his daughter between the ages of 9 and 17 years old.
You understanding why vigilante justice is on the rise, folks?
Mayor Philip Gordano is serving a 37-year sentence in federal prison for sexually abusing 8 and 10-year-old girls. Senator Strom Thurmond, a notable racist,
he's in hell now.
Had sex with a 15-year-old black girl, which produced a child. Anti-gay activist Robert Bauman was charged with having sex with a 16-year-old boy that he picked up at a gay.
These are all your said representatives.
Committee Chairman Jeffrey Patty was arrested for distributing a video clip of a 5-year-old girl being raped. Preacher Stephen White, who demanded a return to traditional values, was sentenced to jail after $20 to a 14-year-old boy for permission to perform oral sex on him. Anti-gay activist Earl Butch Kimmerling was sentenced to 40 years in prison for molesting an 8-year-old girl after he attempted to stop a gay couple from adopting her. Candidate Richard Gardner admitted to molesting his 2 daughters.
Wow, wow, wow.
Young Republican
incest.
Federation Nicholas Elizondo molested his 6-year-old daughter and was sentenced to 6 years in prison.
You guys getting the point, right?
New York Congressman Anthony Weiner pled guilty to transferring obscene materials to a minor as part of a plea agreement for sexted and sending Twitter DMs to underage girls.
You're getting the point.
Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein
keeps going on.
Criminally prosecuted and civilly sued for years of sexual abuse. That was well-known secret in Hollywood, including underage sexual activities.
You know, the fact of the matter is, folks, we even have people coming in out of boys that have been abused by actors in Hollywood, speaking of which, that are telling you that these producers are pedophiles laying for these children. We've known that for decades. But again, here they are. They do what they do because the American people tolerate it. Nobody else to blame but ourselves. This is why we have vigilante justice on the rise. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I just want to tell I have listened to some of the greatest speakers in American history. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsofliberty.radio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Oh. You hear what's going on here, and I want you to bring about the correlation as to the Department of Defense. Again, it's important that I insert this into this portion, that the Department of Defense under Barack Obama, who, by the way, appointed over 225 homosexuals and transgenders, again, for those that want to ignore it, it doesn't matter. You can ignore it all you want to. This is exactly what Adolf Hitler did in appointing the SS. They were masculine homosexuals. It's exactly what that of Barack Hussein Obama has done and did, and is still, for some reason, he's still allowed by the American people to go out and spew his garbage out on the American people, when in fact he's already been found to be a fraud. Remember when he got out of office, Michael, his wife, he called her that three times. It's also interesting to know when he went over to Kenya, he said he was the first Kenyan-born president in the United States of America. We got the video on that. We played it. We showed you. You even had Joe Arpaio out in Arizona expose him as a fraud for who he was. But the mainstream media talking heads, namely the conservatives, they didn't want to be called birthers. Right, so they just kept their mouths shut when they should have opened them. But also keep in mind, he appointed Kevin Jennings, Safe Schools Are. He was the guy that was responsible for forwarding a book called Queering the Elementary Education, whose hero was Harry Hay from the organization, criminal organization called NAMBLA in the United States of America. And it's also interesting to note, friends, the slogan was sex before eight, before it's too late. But Americans, you already knew that. You already knew that. Did you know that the top six U.S. male serial killers were all sodomites? Wow, that's crazy. Patrick Kearney killed 32 boys, cutting his victims into small pieces. having sex with them and leaving them in trash bags along the Los Angeles highway. Bruce Davis molested and killed 27 young men and boys in Illinois. A gay sex murder torture ring, Carell Henley Brooks, sent 27 Texas men and boys to their grave. Juan Corona was convicted of murdering 25 migrant workers. He said he made love with their corpses before he killed them. And then we had Donald Harvey claim 37 victims in Kentucky. John Wayne Gacy raped and killed 33 boys in Chicago, burying them under his house and in his yard. And just for the record, just so everybody understands, we all know who that guy was. I believe he was from Milwaukee. And he was a serial killer. And I can see his face right now. And he was a sick, sick joker. And hang on a second. This is live radio, and I had this on, literally on my mind earlier, in Milwaukee. Just hang on a second. He was getting his Jeffrey Dahmer. You guys know that he was a cannibal too. You all know that all of his victims were men that he met at a gay bar. I don't know if you're aware of that or not, but now you are. So you need to understand that there's a correlation here. This is why God condemns what so many are given a pass to. Hey, folks, I just want to say this. Those that lay for the children, you just better understand one thing. This is why vigilante justice is on the rise. Also wanted to let you know, too, as it tells us in Luke 20, verse 18, it's better for you to fall on the rock than the rock to fall upon you. And also in Genesis 18, notice when Abraham took note of what was going on in Sodom and Gomorrah, along with that of Lot. And how the homosexuals wanted to break in, and the sodomites wanted the man out, but the man delivered up the daughters because the angels came and they were appointed to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Which, by the way, if you go to WyattMuseum.com, you can still see the artifacts. There's sulfur balls all over that area still. Again, if you want to see visuals, it's available WyattMuseum.com. But it got to the point where Abraham was looking for 50 righteous, 40 righteous, 30 righteous, 20 righteous, 10 righteous, to basically bring justice and judgment upon the heads of the wicked, Isaiah 26, verse 9, right? And of course, right now where I'm at is in Genesis 18. But he couldn't, the Lord said there wasn't 10. So what happened? The Lord told Abraham and Lot to get out of Dodge, out of Sodom and Gomorrah. And what happened? The Lord rained down judgments. Why? Because man failed to do so. And you better understand something when it tells us in the book of Jude that that Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. You can rest assured that's exactly what's on the horizon in this country for what the American people have tolerated. You just watched a video of 87 politicians. I got about halfway through. And for the sake of time, I want to go on and show you another something that just took place. We have... And again, I'm not going to get caught up under the unconstitutional party affiliations, but we have the party chair guilty of child sex crimes. And I also want people to be aware of the fact that if you look at the Republicans versus the Democrats, the Republicans are much worse. George Bush Sr. was a adamant pedophile. Henry Kissinger is a pedophile. Yesterday, I shared with people that think they know something that they don't know nothing at all when it came to Watergate back in the 70s, when the mainstream media distracted and smokescreened the truth of the matter when it came to Watergate. It had nothing to do with another party laying on another party trying to get information. They were covering up a pedophile ring. We know that this took place also in the 80s under the Bush regime. It was reported in the mainstream media. If you have not seen Conspiracy of Silence, do yourself a favor and watch it. For you that think that this is not really happening, you better do yourself a favor and watch it, because the times are calling for you to pay attention to the things that you have not paid attention to in the past. Now, going back to this, we have former North Carolina Party County Chairman pleaded guilty to charges that he committed sex crimes against a young boy. His name is Daniel Ray Green, 67 years old. He was sentenced to 2 years in prison after pleading guilty to felony charges of taking the liberty with an underage boy, one charge of contributing to the delinquency of a minor, one charge of providing wine to get him inebriated, liquor or malt beverage to a minor, and one charge charge of disseminating obscene material to a minor. He was grooming him. It's exactly what they're doing in public schools today. Exactly what they're doing in public schools today. Okay? Anybody seeing the correlation here? Because I can see it clear as day. Someone's saying, you know, I just can't believe this is happening. Well, believe it. Because it is happening. Bradley, what's the answer? Well, behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, said Moses, that you should do so in the land whither you go to possess it, to drive out previous occupants to possess in their place. What did he say in verse 6? Deuteronomy 4. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Now, some will say, well, that's the Old Testament. Well, what is the New Testament but a fulfilling of the Old Testament? It's the very character of God. It's the very character of God. You thought justice and judgment was harsh under the law? How much more under grace? Jesus said that, listen, he said in the book of Matthew, he said that you've heard it said in the Old Testament, thou shalt not kill. And then Jesus says in grace, even if you're angry, he's saying, you're guilty of the crime. Folks, this is why we need the Holy Ghost. Okay? I also want to do this because, again, this is coming to my aid right now, and I'm going over to 2 Corinthians, and I want you to see this. Because if you remember right, John the Baptist who said to the Pharisees to bring forth fruits of repentance. Okay, and when I think of 2 Corinthians 7, I'm going to go over there. And I want you to see this really quick for those that think the New Testament doesn't hold to the Old Testament, which in fact, again, it's a fulfilling of. But if you go to that of 2 Corinthians 7:10, it says, for godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of. Okay? And then in verse 11, I'm jumping over, it says, for behold the selfsame thing, that godly repentance, this is the fruit that it brings forth. That you sorrowed after a godly sort. You're sorry that your sin put the Christ on the cross, that you offended God. And when you repent, what does it bring? It brings carefulness. It is wrought in you to bring carefulness. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Yeah, what clearing of yourselves. Yeah, what indignation. Indignation towards what? The sin that put Christ on the cross. Yeah, what fear? Fear of what? Fear of the Lord. Okay, Proverbs 16:6. What vehement desire. Well, hey, folks, you get vehement or you get indignant today, the church will say, oh, that's not Jesus. Nope. Nope, folks, just the opposite is true. Remember Jesus walking into the temple, overthrowing tables, taking that whip, and whipping things up into shape. Yeah, don't forget about Jesus when they said he spoke boldly as one having authority and not as the scribes. Do your best, friends, especially those that don't read their Bibles and they listen to their hirelings, to forget the real characteristics of Jesus. When Jesus asked his apostles, who do men say that I am? What did his apostles say back to him? One of the old prophets. Some say Jeremiah. Some say Elijah. Some say John the Baptist, risen from the dead. Who is John the Baptist? He was the one that pointed his finger at King Herod and called him out for all of his evils. Let's get the Bible right here, friends. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.